Okay, so get this.
Earth gets demolished.
To make way for a galactic freeway.
Oh, wow.
You can't make this stuff up.
Well, actually,
Douglas Adams did.
he did.
In The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
And that's what we're diving deep into today.
What makes this story so iconic?
Okay.
We've got excerpts from some stellar analysis to guide us.
And you've picked quite the starting point with Earth's destruction.
I mean,
It's such a brilliantly absurd way to kick off this wild ride.
right.
Imagine waking up one morning and your house is about to be bulldozed.
Except it's not for some new strip mall.
But a hyperspace bypass.
And the best part is the Vogons? These hilariously bureaucratic aliens are behind it all.
Oh, the Vogon.
They're like the embodiment of every frustrating encounter with red tape you've ever had, dialed up to 11. They're so wrapped up in their procedures, so mind-bogglingly indifferent, that they don't even blink at obliterating an entire planet.
It's like Adams is holding up a funhouse mirror to bureaucracy.
Showing us just how ridiculous it can be.
But you know what really gets me about all of this?
In the midst of all the chaos,
Arthur Dent, our hapless protagonist.
he stumbles upon this guidebook, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Which is not your average travel guide, is it?
I mean, for starters, it's hilariously unreliable.
It's like that friend,
Who loves to give advice?
but gets like half the facts wrong.
Yeah.
You can't help but love them.
Even when they're leading you astray.
And yet, for Arthur, this guidebook becomes a lifeline.
It's his only solace in a universe that's suddenly gone completely mad.
And that's where the genius of Adams really shines
You
through.
takes these everyday anxieties,
Bureaucracy.
feeling lost,
It is.
throws them onto this cosmic canvas.
And she does it with such wit and charm that you can't help but laugh, even as you're contemplating the end of the world as we know it.
Speaking of which,
Have we talked about the Vogon poetry yet?
oh, how could we forget?
It's practically a crime against literature.
The fact that it's used as a form of torture in the story speaks volumes.
It's like Addis is saying, hey, everyone thinks that their taste is great, but maybe some things are universally awful.
It's a good thing we only have excerpts to work with today.
Full-on Vogon poetry might actually break this deep dive.
No.
But speaking of essential items for surviving a Vogon poetry reading,
Or just the universe in general.
there's one thing any self-respecting hitchhiker shouldn't be without.
A towel.
Ah, yes, the humble towel.
It's practical, of
Yeah,
course.
but it represents something much more profound in the context of Hitchhiker's Guide.
Remember that quote from the book?
The towel is about the most massively useful thing an interstellar hitchhiker can have.
It's one of the most iconic lines.
But what makes it so brilliant, I think, is that it speaks to this idea of preparedness
Okay.
in a universe where anything can happen.
Where your planet might be demolished to make way for a hyperspace bypass?
Having a towel is this weird, wonderful way of saying, okay, universe, hit me with your best shot. I'm ready.
It's the symbol of resilience, of making do.
Of finding a sense of control amidst the chaos
Which, when you think about
is
it,
a pretty universal human need.
and it's not just about practicalities either.
The towel becomes this emblem of belonging, a signifier to other hitchhikers that you're in on the cosmic joke.
It's like a secret handshake, a way of recognizing kindred spirits in this vast and often absurd universe.
But it's not just towels and Vogon poetry that makes this story so compelling, is it?
It's the way Adams tackles these big existential questions.
With such humor and inventiveness.
Absolutely. And speaking of inventiveness,
Let's talk about another one of Adam's brilliant creations.
the babblefish.
Oh, you mean the universal translator that's also conveniently a fish you stick in your ear? I
Exactly.
mean, it's ludicrous, right?
But think about it, in a galaxy teeming with diverse species speaking countless languages.
The battlefish is this stroke of genius that instantly solves the problem of communication.
It's so absurd, yet so incredibly clever.
But beyond the humor, I think it speaks to our own human desire to connect.
To understand each other.
Even when our languages and cultures are vastly different, it really does make you think about how we communicate, even here on Earth, and the barriers that we put up.
It
But you
does.
know what always blows my mind about Hitchhiker's Guide?
Is how it seamlessly blends
These hilarious, almost silly concepts
with these really profound questions.
about life, the universe, and everything.
And it never feels forced or preachy.
Adams masterfully weaves those big ideas into the fabric of the story
Makes you laugh one minute.
and ponder the meaning of existence the next.
Exactly.
I mean, you've got spaceships powered by improbability.
a planet that manufactures luxury planets,
Right?
and then bam, you're hit with these questions about
The nature of consciousness,
free will.
the search for meaning.
Yeah, it's like he's reminding us that even in the face of this vast unknown,
Even when it seems like the universe is playing a cosmic joke on us,
it's okay to
to
laugh.
find the humor in the absurdity.
And perhaps that laughter is even a way of coping.
Of making sense of it all.
Yeah.
Which brings us to perhaps the most iconic example of this.
And number 42.
Ah, yes, the ultimate answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything.
What's fascinating is that it's not an answer at all, is it?
At least not in the traditional sense.
It's completely meaningless,
Right.
and yet it's become this cultural touchstone.
Like a shorthand for the unknowable.
And I think that's precisely why it resonates.
By giving us this absurd, nonsensical answer.
Adams forces us to confront the limitations of our own understanding.
He's saying, maybe there isn't a single simple answer to life's big questions.
Maybe the universe doesn't work that way.
It's like that moment when you realize the joke is on anyone who thinks they have it all figured out.
And that embrace of the unknown
That willingness to laugh at the absurdity of it all.
is so liberating. It
Absolutely.
allows us to approach the universe with a sense of wonder.
To embrace the mystery.
And it's not just about the cosmic scale either, is it?
Adams also brilliantly explores these themes through his characters.
I mean, talk about an unforgettable
Oh,
cast.
absolutely.
Each one is so unique and quirky.
Yet they also feel strangely relatable.
Take Zaphod Beeblebrox, for
The
instance.
two-headed, three-armed galactic president.
He's this embodiment of chaos and
We're
impulsivity.
always chasing the next
Even if
adventure.
he has no idea what he's doing.
He's like that friend who drags you along on their crazy schemes.
And you can't help but go along for the ride.
Yes.
But then you have Trillian.
Formerly known as Trisha McMillan.
Who's this grounding force amidst all the absurdity?
She's intelligent,
Resourceful?
constantly trying to make sense of the chaos.
In many ways, she represents that part of us that seeks order and understanding.
In a universe that often seems to defy both,
She's the voice of reason,
asking the questions we're all thinking.
but too afraid to ask.
That's a good way to put it.
And of course, we can't forget Marvin, the paranoid
The
android.
most perpetually pessimistic robot in the galaxy.
Ah, Marvin.
He's a whole mood.
But even in his doom and gloom,
His existential despair.
there's a strange kind of comfort.
It's like he's giving us permission to just acknowledge the
The
absurdity
inherent unfairness of it all.
and just say, yeah.
I get it, Marvin. I'm right there with you. It's true. Sometimes a little existential dread is just what the doctor ordered.
But speaking of Marvin and the gang,
What's really amazing is how they've hopped right off the page.
and into our collective consciousness.
They really have.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is more than a story.
It's practically a cultural phenomenon.
It's remarkable, isn't it?
You see its influence everywhere.
In music, in video games.
Even just in everyday conversations.
Absolutely.
The atoms tapped into something universal.
Something that resonates across generations.
Yeah, and
One of
perhaps
the most enduring legacies of the series.
is the language itself.
Oh, yeah.
What about you?
Who hasn't uttered a don't panic?
In the face of some stressful
Oh,
situation,
absolutely.
it's like a mantra for navigating just the absurdity of modern life.
Lowly guilty as charged.
And what about
That poignant farewell.
so long, and thanks for all the fish,
Yes.
which manages to be both deeply absurd.
And also surprisingly touching. It's
Exactly.
that
Okay.
perfect encapsulation of the heart of the series.
That blend of humor, melancholy, and a profound appreciation for just the sheer strangeness of existence
But maybe the most fascinating example of Hitchhiker's Guide's cultural impact
is how the number 42.
has taken on a life of its own.
Oh, it's true.
People use it as a placeholder for the unknowable, a kind of cosmic shrug.
In the face of life's biggest mysteries,
It's like
I
saying,
don't have the answer.
but isn't it fun to think about? And
Exactly.
that, I think, is really the key.
To the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy's enduring appeal.
It's not about providing easy answers.
It's about encouraging us to ask the big questions.
To embrace the absurdity and to never stop exploring.
Even if you never really figure out what it all means,
Beautifully put.
it's a reminder that sometimes the journey is more important than the destination.
Especially when that journey involves Towel's Babblefish.
And the occasional Vogue on poetry reading.
And on that note, dear listener, we've reached the end of our deep dive.
Into the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
It's been a delight.
We've explored the nature of absurdity.
Pondered the meaning of life, or at least the number 42.
And hopefully sparked some new thoughts about our place.
In this vast and often perplexing universe.
I think so. But before we go,
I have one last question for you to consider.
okay.
If you had the chance to consult the Hitchhiker's Guide yourself,
what would your entry be? What bit of wisdom advice?
Or a hilarious observation?
Would you want to share with fellow travelers? Navigating this galaxy.
And like,
until we meet again.
Keep exploring. Keep laughing at the absurdity of it all.
And as always,
don't forget your towel.